You know, it is easy for us to focus on the things, the problems, the concerns, those things that appear to be overtaking us and overwhelming us, that appear to be tragic, dire situations. But the great thing is, the good news is that God does have, no matter what we face today, no matter what you face, God does have a means of escape, a means of victory. He does have for you an answer to whatever your situation is, deliverance for your life. In the book of Lamentations, it kind of talks to us about the attitude that we have to have. You know, we're all very familiar with Isaiah 40, verse 31, which just talks about, you know, waiting on the Lord and rising up with those wings of eagles. But it talks about the importance of waiting on the Lord, which is a sense of expectancy, that expectancy of good things for God. And Lamentations really speaks to us about this with a little bit more depth. In Lamentations, the author has just gotten done, this is the third chapter, has just gotten done talking to us about the afflictions, the many afflictions that have come against him and have caused misery in his life. And then in verse 20, he says, "My soul has them continually in remembrance and is bowed down within me." So what he's saying is, okay, Lord, I want you to remember. I want you to know, here's all the things that have come against me. Here's the things that have weighted me down. Here's the things that have been the breaking of my heart, the agonies of my life, the things that have been difficult for me to deal with. My soul within me, I remember them. I recall them. My soul has them continually in remembrance and is bowed down within me. Again, remember, we are spirit, soul, and body. The soul is that element, it's that eternal element of who we are. It's that eternal element of our will, our personality, our intellect. That's eternal. You know, that's who we're created to be. That never changes. And the author here is saying, listen, because I remember, because I know all the things, when I think about them, when I reflect upon them, it brings my soul down. My soul is bowed down. If you remember, we've talked before about David, and David would actually speak to his soul. Power of life and death is in the tongue, and he would speak to his soul to encourage himself, to stir up that encouragement of the truth that he knew, so that his soul, that his mind, his intellect, his personality, his will, would all be focused rather than on the negative, instead be focused on, wait a minute, these are the promises of God. We're going to praise him anyway because God always delivers, so we might as well praise him now in spite of how we feel or how it looks. That's what David told us. That's the example that he set for us. And here we have, in Lamentations, something that probably all of us do. Oh Lord, my soul remembers all these agonies. My soul has them continually in remembrance and is bowed down within me. You know, when we stop and we think about the things that have not gone the way we wanted, when we think about the hurts, when we think about the abuses in our life, when we think about the failures, when we think about the things that have been discouraging in our lives, why is it we tend to dwell on those things? Why is it that our minds stay right there? And we remember, we harbor all of those disappointments and all those discouragements, and we dwell upon them. That's exactly what the author of Lamentations is doing right here. And how good is it that the book is called Lamentations? The mistake is to remember those things instead of, where do you choose to live today? I can either choose to live in the remembrances of the things that have gone wrong, the things that have not worked the way I wanted, the things that caused hurt and pain in my life. I can choose to live there and think about those things and dwell there. Or I can say, that's the past. I'm going to choose to look ahead. I'm going to choose to look towards God. So the author here says, my soul, as our souls do, as our minds do, we remember all of those things. And what happens when we remember, when we dwell upon those things that have gone wrong, when we dwell upon those hurts, when we dwell upon those disappointments, what happens? We get very discouraged. Just like it says here, our soul is bowed down within us. Our very mind, our thoughts are bowed down. You walk around discouraged and depressed, because you are dwelling on and thinking on and remembering all of those disappointments. In verse 21, he goes on to say, "But this I recall, and therefore have I hope and expectation. It is because of the Lord's mercy and loving kindness that we're not consumed, because his tender compassions fail not." And we hear that kind of thing. We read that kind of thing. We've heard it read from the Word all the time. And you know what? Look, I've been in my life. I've been at times in my life when I've heard those kinds of comforting words and I said, yeah, but you know what? That's not reality in my life. Yeah, I know the Word says that, but it's not what I've really experienced in my life. And so we close ourselves off too. But we need to hear what the author is saying here. It's when we continually are put in remembrance and choose to be in that remembrance of the frustration that our soul becomes bowed down within us. And we become discouraged. And what happens when our soul is bowed down before us? Guess what happens? The Word itself doesn't carry that same power because we've closed ourselves off to it. We've closed our mind to it. We've instead decided to dwell upon not the good things of the Lord and not the promises, but we've decided to dwell upon the failures and the frustrations. And if I'm focused on the failures, the disappointments, the frustrations, and my soul is bowed down, I'm not going to see the positive. I'm not going to see the promises. I'm going to miss those things that God has for me. That's why the author here is saying, even though my soul has been continually in remembrance and bowed down within me, but this I recall. Look, he remembers and has been remembering, but somewhere in that midst of all that frustration and discouragement, his mind remembers and recalls something that we can do too. You see, he's making a choice at this point. His soul is bowed down with frustration, with disappointment, with the bitterness that comes from failures in life. Can everybody relate to that? Absolutely, we've all been there. But he makes the choice, even though when he was filled with all those remembrances, he makes the choice, I'm going to choose to remember something different. I recall this. The Lord's mercies and loving kindness. It's because of his mercy and loving kindness that I've not been destroyed. It's because of his love, his mercy, his kindness, his tender compassions, and it's because those things do not fail that I can rise up and be victorious, and I have been in the past. He makes a choice to recall the good things he chooses. He made a decision to remember the fact that God, that Jesus Christ, this is what we have to remember. No matter how you're starting your Monday today, and maybe this weekend was a frustration, maybe there was hurts that were there, or maybe there's things that are coming up this week that are before you that you're fearful, you're anxious about because it doesn't look good, and the pressures are mounting, and you remember past failures, you remember past frustrations. You can dwell on those things, and those things will continue to bring your soul to a place of being bowed down. In other words, you're going to walk around discouraged and defeated, and defeat's going to follow you wherever you go. When I'm walking around with my soul bowed down and defeated, I'm embracing that defeat, and that defeat is following me everywhere that I go, every step that I take. I'm taking that defeat with me, and then I get frustrated when things don't work out well. But here, the author of Lamentations is saying this. My soul was bowed down. I was discouraged. I was remembering all of those failures and those disappointments and those agonies and those hurts. But then I chose to recall something different. I made a decision to remember that God is good, that he's a God of kindness, a God of mercy, and his tender compassions never fail. Jesus Christ has compassion for you and for your situation today. Whatever it is that happened this weekend or last week, or whatever it is that you face this week, Jesus Christ has compassion and empathy and love for you. And here's the better news. He's already provided a means of escape. He's provided a way of victory for you. Oh, you may not be able to see it in your own natural mind because our natural minds get so bogged down with the remembrances of all the past failures, of all the past disappointments. And so we can't see those positive things. But the truth is that Jesus does have a means of escape and a means of walking in victory for you and I today and this week. He's a God of compassions that never fail. Love, tenderness, mercy, kindness. These are all the things that are Jesus Christ. And these are all the things, this is all the empathy, this is all of the emotions that he has for you. The creator of the world has these things in mind for you. And that's why we can go on and read in verse number 23. All those compassions, all that mercy, all that loving kindness, they are new every morning. Great and abundant is your stability and your faithfulness. Great and abundant. Great and abundant. This is what you can say today. You can choose to look at and dwell upon those things that cause hurt and frustration, disappointment. Or you can choose to make a decision today, and that decision says, wait a minute, God is a God of mercy. God's not a God that's going to leave me defeated. This is not what I read in the Word of God. This is not the things that I hear Him saying. God is not going to leave me stranded in this place of desperation and defeat. He won't. He's reaching out to me, and I've got to make a choice to reach out to Him. How do I reach out to Him? That's why Isaiah says, we're supposed to wait upon the Lord, and He will renew our strength. In other words, waiting again is that sense of expectancy. Expectancy of good things from God. This is our way of reaching out to God. I expect you, God, I'm expecting you to be faithful to your word. I'm expecting every good thing you've promised to take place in my life, no matter what things look like or no matter what things have taken place. Your mercy, your loving kindness. Think about this for you. Put your name here. The mercy of Jesus, the loving kindness of Jesus, the tender compassions of Jesus are new for you every morning. Today, His love, His mercy, His tenderness, His compassion, it was brand new for you today. In other words, if I didn't pick up that ball yesterday and take it away, if I blew it yesterday, and I focused on the negative, and I focused on the defeats, and I chose to remember the discouraging things. If I chose to do that, and I missed the blessings, the mercy of God yesterday, if I missed those good things, if I missed the victories and the deliverances that He had planned for me, that was yesterday. Today He's got brand new mercies, brand new compassion, brand new mercy, brand new love poured out to me to bring victory in my life. It's brand new today. It's new every morning. And abundant, in other words, it's not going to be maybe enough, possibly just enough to get. No, it's abundant. The deliverances, the love, the good things, the mercy, the tenderness that Jesus has for you is abundant today. And so I need to think about that. I need to dwell upon that. I need to consider that and remember that. And then verse number 24 says, the Lord is my portion or my share. This is taking ownership. This is grabbing hold of those things that God has. The Lord is my portion. My portion is not to be defeated and overwhelmed. Your portion is not to be overwhelmed and defeated. Your portion is not to wind up with your marriage dissolved. Your portion is not to be defeated by sickness. Your portion is not to be overwhelmed by finances. Your portion is not to be lost in the miasma of depression. Your portion is the Lord and all the promises and the good things that the Lord Jesus Christ has for you. Brand new, fresh, today for you. If you and I will make that choice today to say, I'm going to choose to expect, to wait upon the Lord and expect Him and expect those good things. I'm setting aside, I'm not going to think about or dwell upon the frustrations of the past. That's in the past. Today's a brand new day. I'm going to think upon those things. The Lord is my portion, my share. This is the way it says it in the Amplified Bible. The Lord is my portion or share, says my living being, my inner self. Therefore will I hope in Him and wait expectantly for Him. We'll look at this again in more detail. But I love that verse. It all culminates right there in verse number 24. The Lord, I choose that my portion is not the failure. My portion, my lot in life, that which belongs to me, is not the discouragement and not the failure. And you've got to say within yourself, my portion, my destiny, that which belongs to me, is not the failure, is not the disappointment, is not the discouragement, it's not the financial trouble, it's not the health trouble, it's none of those things. My portion is the Lord. His loving kindness, His goodness, His tenderness, His mercy. This is the portion that is mine, and this is what I choose. I make the decision today to believe those things. My inner self, my soul will say, just as David did, why so downcast, O my soul? We're going to rejoice in the Lord anyway. We might as well start rejoicing in Him right now because He's going to provide the victory. Therefore, will I hope in Him and wait expectantly for him.